Good morning, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening. We're thankful that God has allowed us to be on the air. And we want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock. And then at 11 o'clock this morning is our morning worship services. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then our midweek Bible study is Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. And I know that if you're looking for a place where you can just worship God God's way, that with people that use the King James Bible and stand on what the Bible says, you'll find this at the Independence Baptist Church. We invite you to come. It may be that you have questions concerning the things that we believe. You can contact us by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on any and all of your questions. Also, if you have internet connections, you can go to the church's website. That's www.independencebaptist.org. That's all one word, independencebaptist.org. There you'll find much information concerning the things that are taught, preached, and practiced at the Independence Baptist Church. This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of John, chapter 10, verse 27 through 30, and think on the subject, the blessings of salvation. Notice what the Bible said in John, chapter 10, verse 27 through verse 30. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." This morning we'd like to speak on this subject, the blessing of salvation, with 3 points. Number one, that is the fact of total depravity. Number two, the fact of eternal salvation. And number three, the fact of God is an everlasting God. Notice in our text, the Bible states, "My sheep hear my voice." This tells me something, that God is calling sinners to come to Himself. This may seem like a very elementary thing, and yet it's a very important thing. Remember that after Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, they hid themselves amongst the trees of the garden from the very presence of God. And yet God came to them, calling unto them. The Bible said, "My sheep hear my voice." Did Adam and his wife hear God? Well, certainly so. They answered God and spoke to God, and God there gave them coats of skin and also gave them salvation. You see, a man is totally depraved, and he must hear that call of God. What does it mean to be totally depraved and away from God? The Bible states in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 1 through 3, that everybody is dead in trespasses and in sins. Notice what the Bible states here in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." Yes, Adam has sinned, and the whole human race has been cast into sin, condemnation from God, and is facing eternal damnation in hell. It is only because Jesus Christ has called us that we hear and that we come unto Him. Notice our text again, John chapter 10, verse 27. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Whenever God calls one of His own, they hear him calling them, and they come unto him, and God knows them, and they will continue to follow him. Notice, there is no difference in sinners. All are sinners. The Bible said that we have all come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3 and verse 10. The Bible said, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. The only reason that we hear the call of God is because we are the sheep and not the goat. Notice the Bible said in Titus chapter 3 and verse 3, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Notice now, we are totally depraved without God and no hope. But God calls and God gives hope. There is only hope and salvation in God. Notice in John 10 verse 28. The Bible said, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Notice, first of all, that salvation is a gift from God. This is what the Bible states in the book of Romans, chapter 6 and verse 23. The Bible says there that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Notice also the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Yes, God gives us eternal life. And notice our second point here. We're talking about that God gives eternal life. God does not give temporary life. God does not give life until we sin. God gives eternal life. Notice in John chapter 3 and verse 16, a famous passage. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What do you think? What kind of life is it that God gives? Notice, please, that God gives eternal life. It's not something that we earn. It's salvation is not what we deserve. It's not something that we've paid for. It's rather a gift that God gives unto us freely simply because he desires to do so. And God gives eternal life. Notice in John chapter 3 and verse 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Notice what Jesus told the woman at the well. And all of these passages that we're reading explains very clearly the fact that salvation is for all eternity. John chapter 4, verse 14. Jesus told the woman at the well, but whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Notice John chapter 5 and verse 24. We have everlasting life. You see, we have been passed from death unto life, and there is no condemnation upon us because we have been given that free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ and his own shed blood. John chapter 5 verse 24 states, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John chapter 6 verse 47 continues this same thought as Jesus speaks. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Notice these two points that we've covered so far this morning. There is the fact of total depravity. That is the fact that all are sinners. But God calls sinners to come unto himself, and he grants unto them eternal life. Jesus Christ gives that free gift of eternal life to all of those that would come and to all of those that would believe on his name. Why is it that we have eternal life? Why is it that God has given unto us a life that will never end and we cannot sin it away. That is because, point number three, that God is an everlasting God. And the life that God has given to us is the kind of life that He has. God never had a beginning, and God will never have an ending. And whenever we're redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, He gives us His life. He gives us His life, and He takes our death away from us. Notice in the book of Psalms 90, verse 1 and verse 2, the Bible states here, "Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations." Now notice, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God." God never did have a beginning, and God will never have an ending. He has everlasting life, and that's exactly the same kind of life that every person has that believes in Him. Notice in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. This is some prophecies concerning the birth of Jesus Christ. Notice what it says about Him being a mighty God and the everlasting Father. Isaiah 9 verse 6 states this, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Yes, not only is God the Father possessing eternal life, but Jesus Christ, who is one with His Father, also possesses eternal life. And Jesus Christ gives unto all believers His kind of life. I'm thankful to know that that's so. I don't have to work for salvation because Jesus Christ paid all the price of my salvation on the cross of Calvary. Notice in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28, not only is God an everlasting God, His life is so much different than ours that He never ever gets weary or tired at all. Isaiah 40 verse 28 states, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of His understanding." Yes, God is an everlasting God. We are totally depraved, point number one. But God has given unto us everlasting life. And point number three, because He is an everlasting God. Now, somebody would ask this question, "That means that I can just believe in Christ and go sin all I want to sin." Let me read you this passage in the book of 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 22. "But it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire." Now, can you go and sin because you are a believer? The Bible said in Romans, "Shall we sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sins live any longer therein? Those people that say that they're saved and continue in sin simply are not. That's what the Bible states very clearly. It makes no matter how much they may cry, they have eternal life. If they do not have the fruits of it, that's what we go by, and they do not. Look at also in the book of 1 John chapter 2 and verse 19, that false professors will turn back to the ways of the flesh. The Bible said in 1 John 2 verse 19, "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." So we find here that those people that say they have eternal life and they do not serve God do not have eternal life. But the blessing of God in salvation is a wonderful thing that He has given unto us. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us once again. We do thank you for listening and invite you to listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast.